most people, Larry Emmons was chairman of commissioners at that time. Scott, Randy Best, and two or three others went together and formed a corporation. They bought this property from Lucius Jones. Is actually the one that originally owned it. You know, Dennis Hall, Lucius Jones sort of took Dennis Hall under his wing, and he took Greg Ferguson under his wing. And Greg had it leased as a dairy farm. Scott and them bid on it to $660,000 and got it. Well, in a 10-day upset bid, Larry Emmons decided to kill him. So Scott Kimball comes to Larry and said, let's have a meeting. So Scott, Randy, and all of them had a meeting, and Scott said, you're wanting to put a sports complex there, so we're going to give you that property. We bought it for $660,000, we're going to give you that property. Larry said, no, we decided we want it out. And Scott said, by God, you're going to pay for it then.
Okay.
So Scott then run the bid up to over $1 million, and backed out. Well, that left the county with it. And the county wanted to back out of town, but they couldn't. Well, they got $100,000 from Maggie Valley in on this to do a sports complex. Now this is the deal, was to do a sports complex. All right. Then they found out it was in Ivory Cabinet surveyed and everything. We got two lawyers on board now. We got Chip, we got Kurt. All right, Kurt's been paperwork with us. They find out later, Greg Ferguson got a lifetime diary on this property. So it cost somebody $385,000 to buy his lifetime diary out, and it cost $100,000 attorney fees. So now Dennis Hall has got the rest of it over. And his place is right next to this one too, on this end. And Bo Winlow's is on the other end, Potts Drive. Well, so we've already got $1.2 million in it at this point. Now we're gonna have almost $2 million. You know how much that is an acre? We're gonna have this property. And then they wonder why everybody can't raise it.
Well,
we're going to have almost $250,000 per acre in that property. And then you wonder why people are upset about it. They want to put a sport company. It's been all these years, it's been leased to Ross to grow corn and stuff because it's in flood, well, you know, and all that stuff. But then they expect the people not to be upset over because they keep, and they've been saying this, I don't know what they've told you, but they've been saying this, that they've said the commission meeting 100 times they're saving it for industrial site. It wasn't planned on a sports complex to start with. I know personally they've told me 20 times. I've treated a lot of commissioners, just some other commissioners, and a lot of them don't know nothing about this yet. They disagree on whatever the hell. A lot of them don't understand why McGill's getting out of everything. I've had it. Two of them has expressed that to me this week. We don't understand why in the hell McGill's getting every damn thing come through here. Nobody else gets a chance at it. And y'all can't expect the citizens not to be upset when this kind of stuff goes on. Just think of what's been spent on this landfill, Francis Farm. Mackie McKay had that landfill up to state standards when it shut down.
I'm not sure about that.
I know for a positive fact.
Okay, I'm not. Let's not get into any debates because you're talking about a subject I don't know anything
right, right.
about.
But I went to Hickory and I brought a grinder in here. We took it set up on top of that landfill. And all the commissioners, Mary Ann, all of them come out there. They were going to do a demonstration. They came to me and said, this is the only way you're ever going to do anything with this landfill. Mackie McKay stood right there and told him, said, I'll tell you, this is the only way we're just not going to line runner. We've got major problems. This is the only way we're ever, and this is the way before it filled up. He said, we're going to have to do something here. He said, we can buy this grinder for $118,000 and fix this landfill. They said, let's see it demonstrated. So they're all standing over here. Guy works landfill, runs there, gets a load of trash, puts in a grinder, it just blows it out, just smooth, just pretty sure thing out there, you just shredded it and blow it out. Next thing we're working, got a damn scoop of dead dogs. And when he dumped them dogs in that thing, blood and guts went everywhere. Gray onions, oh, God, you can't do that. I couldn't have it. I still had a big record hook to it. And I said, I couldn't have it because the guy from landfill wasn't paying attention to what he dipped up. But anyway, at that time, they was putting, John Cable's probably putting them $100 a week in the landfill. But we hauled thousands and thousands of tons of rubber from Naco, you know that. out there.
I don't know.
And that's never gonna go away. That's never ever gonna go away. It's not possible.
Well.
But anyway, to make a long story short, I hauled another load of dirty dirt for the town action. The guy was hauling it, was doing a contract to do a job in Asheville, and his truck broke down between here and Lenore. Anyway, he called me to go pick it up, and I picked it up. And I called him back. I said, where is this going? He said, it's going down to Lenore. I said, well, hell, we're not but 20 miles from Lenore. Yeah, we just take it on down there and dump it. He said, can you do that? I said, yeah, I'll do that. I said, it'd be easier for me because it'd be empty on the way back. So I took it down there and was talking to this guy. I pulled up the landfill, and they showed me where to dump and everything. So we get out there. I said, where's the supervisor of this place at? I said, this is a nice place. And that guy told me, I said, that's him over there at the hard hat on right there. So I went over and started talking to him. I said, I'm going to pull my truck over and talk to you. So I pulled my truck over to the dump truck out of the way, and I got talking to him. I said, I want to ask you a question. We've got a hell of a problem in Haywood County. And or I said, we've got a hell of a problem in our landfill. I didn't say Haywood County. And he said, you're from Haywood County. And started laughing. I said, yeah. I said, have you ever heard about it? He said, hey, we've been talking about this for 2 or 3 years. He said, that landfill is never, ever going to be fixed. He said, it's not possible. It's not going to be fixed. I'm telling you right now, it's going to cost them more and more money. He said, we've sat down with them people and talked to them people and told them how to do that. And they're not, he said, I don't care what anybody did. He said, stomp your feet out there. Not stomp your feet in the dust this morning. He said, you're standing on 300 feet of trash. He said, is your landfill that hard? I said, no. He said, we've told them, the only way they're ever going to fix that is haul the shit to somewhere else because the damage is already done. The damage is done. It's been shut down 26 years, 27 years, whatever it is now. Anyway, they bought all the property, they can buy around it. And you know and I know, when you put weight on something, it's going to squeeze it. It's going to squeeze that trash. Now, trash is melted. But anyway, he said, he told him, and we're spending, what, $1 million a year on that place now?
I don't know. I don't know.
But anyway, that's
what David Francis about that.
That's what.
I know it's going to have to be addressed because the state says we have to.
And that's what we've been trying to explain to them for years. Why don't they fix it instead of spending $1 million a year on it?
They are, and there are plans to do it.
They've been saying that for 26 years.
Well, it might not be done while I'm here, but they're going to have to do it because the state's making it.
But the state, and we talked to the state, I went to Dana.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what they're saying. Well, they bought all the property. That creek is right below the road.
Let's kind of try to confine this because I've got some other things I got to work on. Plus, I got to go to the bathroom.
What I was telling you. You don't know half of this stuff, but you need to know.
Well, when you're finished with the bathroom, we've pretty much been through this. There's some serious issues that you certainly ought to be aware of.
Okay,
and
I'll be right back.
We'll have to talk about those.
He knows that they're wrong.